Intelligentsia Coffee. This is John.
Hey, John. It's Ruben. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry, I left a message in your cell. Can I steal you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So, I jumped through all the hoops, kind of explained everything, got you guys approved for pre-funding.
Cool.
A little pushback from my funder. Because money's changing hands, they've recently instituted a rule for this program where they can't accept a pro forma, and I want to explain why. There was an instance where we funded a customer. They claimed that the invoice wasn't final. There was a dispute with the vendor, and it's turned into a legal kind of quandary. And so they're really pushing back at me and not having a pro forma. Can you just get me an actual invoice? That's all I need to pay you.
I'm not exactly sure what we're able to do. Let me talk to our finance team and see what they can do.
Yeah, because the whole problem is if we pay, and just to explain, I'm not trying to be difficult, if we pay off a pro forma or a sales order, from what I'm understanding, and I'm not an attorney, it's not really considered binding, and so there can be alterations for it, and so a customer or a vendor can say, hey, you never pay the right amount. We just did a transaction that involves six vendors, and I'll give you another, this is a different one. We did six vendors, it involved companies, even like huge publicly traded companies. After we paid, the vendors wouldn't ship. We don't. If it's all about payment before shipment, the vendor refused to ship until they paid us. We accepted their quote. Well, we sent the money in. We sent all the money over, and so you have all these vendors, and they're saying, "Well, look, the customer's like, look, you overpaid this vendor. Their quote changed." And it's like it's one of those iffy things. Where like, well, you are the one that demanded that we pay before shipment. So, if you can get me an invoice, just not having pro forma on it, I am ready to pay you.
Okay. All right, let me see what I can do.
Would a purchase order in the meantime help? Because I don't want to delay.
No, I don't think so. I'll make a couple calls here and see what we can work out.
Aaron, you've got my number in case you need to reach me, correct?
I believe so.
Cool.
Yes, I do.
All right, man. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Ruben.
You got it. Bye-bye.